Newly filed court documents are finally shedding light on a closely watched federal case. Here's what the head of voter registration services at the Secretary of State's office said in a sworn deposition. Tasha Brown said the office is relying on information from the Department of Corrections that, quote, may not be reflective or up to date. And she also said she doesn't know how someone could verify if they still owe money in fines and fees, and whether they're eligible to vote or not. These are key admissions in the case. Some plaintiffs have argued state criminal records are too sloppy and decentralized, and that there's no way for them to find out if they're legally eligible to vote. The first court hearing on the federal case takes place early next month. In it, the plaintiffs will ask a federal judge to temporarily block the state law in time for municipal elections in November. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.